Witnesses and activists have accused Australian Border Force officers of targeting Saudi Arabian women who they suspect will apply for asylum and blocking them from entering the country when they arrive at Australian airports. Four Corners reporter Sophie McNeil has the story.
20-year-old Noura is one of around 80 Saudi women to have sought asylum in Australia in recent years.
In 1 week, I took everything I need. One small bag, nothing important, just my life and my freedom, and I escaped.
Many of them are fleeing Saudi Arabia's oppressive male guardianship laws, which mean their lives are strictly controlled by their husbands, fathers, brothers, and even sons.
It wasn't easy. It's a long journey to be here in Australia, but it's worth it.
Noura is one of the lucky ones. Four Corners has evidence of two young Saudi women who arrived at Sydney Airport in the past 2 years, and when they made their asylum claims clear to Australian officials, they were denied entry.
She wasn't given a lawyer, or even offer her the idea of getting a lawyer.
Dr. Talib al-Abdulmohsen is a Saudi political activist living in Germany who knew one of the women turned back from Sydney. She was fleeing an abusive family and arrived at Sydney Airport in November 2017 after a short transit in South Korea.
She told me after I requested asylum in Sydney Airport, I was detained.
The German-based activist spoke with her after Australian immigration put her on a plane back to South Korea.
After she arrived in Seoul, she was in a state of shock whilst she was in the airport. And that was my last contact between her and I. After that, she disappeared.
Others haven't made it as far as Australia. Four Corners can also reveal the case of two Saudi sisters fleeing their family who were stopped in Hong Kong last September. The Saudi Consul General confronted the women as they transited through Hong Kong Airport and prevented them from boarding their scheduled flight to Sydney. The sisters had valid Australian visas and booked new tickets with Qantas. But an Australian Border Force official working in Hong Kong Airport blocked them from boarding that flight too. Their visas were later cancelled. The women have now spent 4 months living in hiding in Hong Kong, terrified Saudi authorities or their family will track them down. Rahaf Mohammed, the 18-year-old asylum seeker who made world headlines in January when she locked herself in a Thai airport hotel, is calling on Western governments to do more to help fleeing Saudi women.
They have the same story as mine, exactly. I hope they reach a safe country and that they won't be forcibly taken back or kidnapped. Help them. Don't reject them, because they really need your help to get to a safe country.
The Minister for Immigration, David Coleman, declined to speak to Four Corners and did not respond to specific questions relating to the treatment of Saudi asylum seekers.
Sophie McNeil and her investigation, Escape from Saudi, will air tonight on Four Corners on ABC TV at 8:30.